Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And hey, it's Wednesday here on the show, and you know what that means? It's a busy day on Sports Byline. We've got Wrestling Observer Live right now. You're listening to it. And at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, it will be After Dark Radio, where we're going to be talking about unsolved mysteries. We'll talk about that later on in this show. But a lot to get into here today. Dynamite is tonight. We got a full lineup for the show, which, by God, we should have since it was taped last night. We'll tell you about that. I do know that the actual taping of Dynamite went 2 hours and 18 minutes, I believe. And so they're probably going to have to cut some stuff from the show, or I don't even know what. But it's a taped show. They just went and went. So anyway, we'll see what happens tonight. We got a SmackDown lineup. Vengeance Day is this weekend, as well as the AEW Australia Collision. We'll give you lineups for both of those shows. And we got the latest on Vince McMahon. New Japan's got a 53rd anniversary show and a New Japan Cup coming. We got Collision ratings from this past Saturday night. And we have the full NXT TV report from Tuesday. I'll say one thing about NXT. Never a dull moment. I didn't say never a bad moment. I said never a dull moment. So we'll talk about the good and the bad and the ugly on that program on Tuesday night. If you want to text us here today, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. Get a Valentine's Day Cameo now while you can. At Brian Alvarez, X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
Right now at Wendy's, get two of these fave items for just $7. The spicier classic chicken sandwich, Dave's single, or 10-piece nugs. It's an incredible deal, but an insanely difficult choice. Do you go double chicky sando, both spicy and classic, one beefy and one chicky? Or maybe you go all in on one and go nug max. Two faves for just $7. Gotta be Wendy's.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time only, select a request two for $7 deal to redeem. Not valid in a combo or with saucy nugs. Single item at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
Lowe's knows how to help you get the most out of your store run. That's why members save more with MyLowe's Rewards. Earn points towards MyLowe's money on eligible purchases. Get access to member-only deals and free member gifts. Plus, unlock free standard shipping when you reach Silver Key status. So what are you waiting for? Join for free today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. So I did note in the opening segment that at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, it's after dark, and we're going to be talking unsolved mysteries. And somebody asked if Robert Stack was going to be on the show. I believe he's passed away. Is he not?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm pretty sure Robert Stack passed away.
He was in the Untouchables in the 50s, was he not?
Let's see. I mean, he was pretty old when he did the show.
Hell of a voice, though.
Robert Stack did, in fact, pass away in 2003. Okay, so it's been a while.
Yeah.
So, no, Robert Stack will not be on the show.
No.
And by the way, when he died in 2003, he was 84. He was born in 1919. He was born 10 years before Granny. So anyway, no, Robert Stack is not going to be on the show today. But we do have a special guest, Robin Warder, who does the Trail Went Cold podcast. And in fact, he started that podcast and everything he does because of Robert Stack at Unsolved Mysteries. And he was a huge fan of the show growing up, and he watched all the episodes. And, of course, that was a long time ago, those Unsolved Mysteries with Robert Stack, obviously pre-2003. And so a lot of the podcasts that he does, he goes back to those episodes with updates. So if you were a big fan of Unsolved Mysteries and you watched a lot of those, it's like when I was a kid, you know, I'd read all these books about whatever, UFOs and the Loch Ness Monster and this and that, and then kind of get into wrestling or whatever. And then, like, decades later, you realize that a lot of that stuff you read about as a kid, like, there's updates. And then you're just like, oh, my God, you mean the surgeon's photo is a hoax? So anyway, we'll talk to him at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern on Sports Byline. And it will be a fun time, as always, on the program.
One of those shows that crossed generations. It was on NBC for a long time, but then it was in syndication for years in places like MSNBC, CNBC, and just in syndication. The show would end up showing up overnight in these blocks, and they would actually do updates on some of those. But the thing is, a lot of those haven't been updated in 20 years, and it sounds like that's what he's doing right now, going back to all of those shows.
By the way, I will say this. If you've got an unsolved case that you want more info about, you know, maybe not like OJ, but I guess if you're really interested in that, you can, like this person here wants to know about JonBenet Ramsey. Send an email to me, brian@afterdarkradioshow.com, and I will try to ask some as we get going, because the first hour will be on Sports Byline. Then we're going to go an extra 30 minutes for subscribers on the podcast, and I'll try to get some questions in on some of these names. D.B. Cooper, this person says.
Oh, wow.
Yes. All right, let's get going here. According to his lawyers, Vince McMahon is no longer under investigation by the U.S. Department of Justice. We had reported that a couple of weeks ago because multiple sources close to Vince McMahon had claimed that the investigation had concluded and no charges would be filed. Federal prosecutors in Manhattan had been investigating McMahon on potential criminal charges stemming from a lawsuit filed in January 2024 by former WWE employee Janelle Grant against Vince, John Laurinaitis, and WWE. June 2024, the Department of Justice requested a pause in Grant's lawsuit to allow for a criminal investigation. The lawsuit resumed in December after a six-month stay. On Monday, the U.S. Second Circuit Court of Appeals upheld a lower court ruling about McMahon's lawyer withholding 208 pages of documents. Today, McMahon's lawyer, Robert W. Allen, that is his current lawyer, released a statement to the New York Post dismissing the court's ruling as irrelevant. This is about the 208 pages of missing documents, saying they will not be reviewed as part of a criminal investigation. That case has been closed. Well, that's nice and all, but I think that, anyway. McMahon reached a settlement with the SEC over failing to disclose hush money payments to WWE. He will pay a $400,000 civil penalty. I hope he can afford it. And reimburse WWE $1.33 million, being found to have violated the Securities Exchange Act. McMahon may no longer be facing criminal prosecution. As stated by his legal team, he still faces ongoing civil litigation related to the allegations. Recently, Grant's lawyers filed an amended lawsuit introducing new allegations and evidence against McMahon. So, ultimately, at the end of the day, I'm sure that it is may of many, Vince will not be going to jail. This lawsuit with Janelle Grant, no matter what happens, it is not it's a civil lawsuit. Like, I mean, he'd pay money, I think, worst case scenario for Vince. So that's where we are at this point, and there's still more to come. The big ruling will be, does this Vince Janelle Grant suit need to go to arbitration, or will it be going to court? And we will find out that, I presume, soon enough.
And I guess in an update from yesterday as well, too, when I was talking about the fact that the lawyer's name was not disclosed, I believe it was BJ Bethel that reported that it was actually Jerry McDivitt, which would not be a big surprise if you look at the timeline of everything that played itself out, that it was Jerry McDivitt that was the lawyer that apparently was part of that holding back of the information. So, and here's the thing, too. I mean, obviously, because people are saying thanks, Trump, and things like that. You know, if the Southern District of New York looked into that case and did not feel as though they had a slam dunk or felt as though that they were going to have maybe some issues moving forward, that could be the reason why. Now, there's not been anything like has come out about Eric Adams, the mayor of New York, where the Department of Justice apparently was ordered to drop the case that seemed to be a slam dunk against him when it came to the money he got from the Turkish government. That was ordered to be stopped. This just seems to be a case where they may have very well looked into it and said, okay, we can't pursue this anywhere further here, but obviously there's the civil component of it, which is, you know, how we got to all of this in the first place. You right?
That's the chat.
Oh, what's going on in there? I was talking.
I was listening, but we've got somebody who is insisting it's not actually dropped. No, it is dropped. If you want to argue why it was dropped, well, you're welcome to do that.
Well, that's, yeah. And that's,
but
that's
it was actually
saying.
Dropped. It yeah, is and, it is over with now. This was and, from multiple sources reported in multiple outlets that the criminal investigation is over. Why is another story? So, we got the New Japan, what a segue. The New Japan 53rd anniversary show. Goto versus Tanahashi for the IWGP World Heavyweight title. El Desperado versus Francisco Akira. Naito, Takahashi, and Shingo, and Yoda Tsuji versus Evil, Dick Togo, Yujiro, and Sho. Gabe Kidd and Drilla Maloney versus Ren Narita and Yoshinobu Kanemaru. Taichi, Yuya Uemura, and Taka Michinoku versus Sanada. It says here Taichi Ishimori. I don't think that's correct. Taiji Ishimori and Ghetto. And Oiwa, Hartley Jackson versus Bad Luck Fale and Chase Owens. And El Fantasmo will defend the TV title against a mystery opponent.
X.
Who will the mystery opponent be? I've been getting in shape.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I go back a long way with old El Fantasmo.
Mm.
So if you don't see me for multiple days before this show.
You're on a bender.
No, I'm not on a bender. I'd be on a flight to Japan. Be on my way to Oda Ward Gym.
You wouldn't be able to handle it there, Brian.
Oh,
I mean, look at
here.
Yourself. You talk about Zack Sabre Jr. having a chicken chest. I mean, give me a
break. Oh, of all the things. Listen, there's give a lot of things you can make fun of me for, but I don't have a chicken chest.
Oh, my God.
If anything, I got too much of a chest.
Oh, yeah? Let's see how that lasts when you're getting chopped in the corner by somebody. You couldn't even handle one of the old men. You couldn't even handle a Nakanishi, let alone somebody like a Desperado or somebody like that chopping you. That's a Fantasmo.
All right, back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Yeah, I should know, we had a free Brian and Vinny show last night.
Oh, yeah?
Free everywhere.
Oh.
It's up on YouTube. It's on Apple Podcasts. It's on Spotify.
Spotify?
Yeah, it's on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. Fun show. We had Granny on. That's always a fun time. Good
but
Lord.
But, Brian, I like video. Is it available
on
YouTube?
Yes, on YouTube. I said that. You can watch it on our YouTube channel. Video.
How about Twitch?
Anyway, thanks for killing that plug and stomping it dead.
Good. You deserve it after
yesterday. Video.f4wonline.com. And make sure you go up because we reviewed Mid-South, which was like a fun show. It was a show where Jim Cornette and the Midnight Express beat down Bill Watts. But it was not the best episode. Last week's episode was much better.
Sissy.
But it was still a fun episode to review. They beat that guy down, and then 25 minutes later, they reported he had been removed from the building unconscious. That guy was unconscious. He was unconscious for 25 minutes?
No.
Isn't that dead?
No. God. The Cowboys got recuperative powers.
Good Lord.
He's coming for you.
Jimmy, he's coming for me.
Yeah, well, you look. He's going to need some help, though. Maybe you could help him out.
Bill Watts was dead a couple of weeks ago, and I was wrong.
No. Yes, he's
still
alive.
Cowboy's still around. I actually want to get him on the show.
I've
been watching these Mid-South shows, and holy smokes.
He can be an honorary one.
All right. Speaking
may
of,
say, may
hey,
say some things.
You want to talk about ornery?
Yeah.
Did you guys see Dave's report about the Netflix numbers on the front page yesterday?
No.
For members only?
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. Mike, stop what you're doing.
Is it that good?
Go to WrestlingObserver.com.
All right.
Dave has a members only report on the Netflix ratings. I'm going to mute you, okay? I just want you to read it while I talk about these numbers very quickly here, okay? First off, Collision did 387,000 viewers. I may need to mute you for like 30 minutes just so you're aware, but like do your best.
All right.
Saturday night's Collision, 387,000 viewers at a 0.10. So not bad. And the Harley halftime, they did a very, very good number. People are into Harley. I know that's surprising and all, but they are. What happened here? There we go. Then we've got, so anyway, it was good, for Collision. And then, I haven't seen the quarters yet, I'll look for those after a while, but I don't think it's all that, and it was a good Collision, too. It was like the best Collision in months and months and months. Then we had, Netflix, which, I'll just say that Netflix stated the show did 3.1 million views globally, and according to Netflix, it was up. This would be the, third best viewership. This would be the February 3rd show, the night after the Rumble, that they have ever done. So up from the prior 2 weeks. But Dave suspects there might be more. So if you'd like to know his thoughts, you can go to WrestlingObserver.com and read that article. Mike is doing it right now. Can we get a shot of Mike looking? Yes?
This is like a wall. This is...
I saw this.
Can I read just one paragraph from this?
Sure.
Okay. I'm just going to pick one here. All right. Are we ready? We're ready?
All right.
The show lasted 2 hours and 30 minutes, and the replay show was 1 hour, 54 minutes. The average viewers is based on the time of the show and hours viewed and would be a combination of the two numbers. They averaged it 1 hour, 58 minutes. Given 80% of Raw viewership is live, according to Netflix, if you use those two numbers, your time for the average viewer watching a full show would be 2 hours and 23 minutes, and that would be 2,563,000 views, not 3.1 million. Do you want me to keep going?
No, please. Here's the thing. I'm not good at math anyway. Like, I'm good at, like, basic math, but I read that thing, and I think my brain, I felt like Shibata. Like, my brain had been removed. I have absolutely no idea what he's talking about, other than he believes that Netflix is fudging the numbers.
Hey, Brian.
So tonight on Observer Radio, buckle up, everybody, because Dave's going to explain it to you all tonight on the show.
Well, let me give you a little primer here. To show how Netflix has been messing with the numbers, week one had 17.7 million viewer hours, which they divided by the three-hour length of the first show to get 5.9 million worldwide viewers. Since then, the show has been 2 hours 30 minutes to 2 hours 35 minutes, depending on the week. A 2 hour 30 minute show with 80% live and 20% watching an edited 2 hour version. A real figure should be based on an average of 2 hours and 24 minutes. I hope that makes everything a little bit clearer tonight as we go in to Dave speaking with Brian about what he believes to be a problem with the Netflix rankings of USA Monday Night Raw.
Hey, you know something funny?
What's that?
Baszler's not all good math either. Although, you know what I can't figure out? Now, part of this is because she was in like,
Can she become a copy editor?
She was in preschool and kindergarten during the pandemic, which didn't help. But she's like a little like, should I be revealing all this on the air? Anyway, she's not all that great at like addition and subtraction, like, you know, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But she's doing division and multiplication and she's doing well. You're doing better at multiplication and division than you are at adding and subtracting? What?
Hey.
But that's where we are.
Montessori school. I would suggest that for the kids.
Hey, let's do a little bit of the feedback here, and then we're going to get into the NXT report. Oh, thank you, WWE. They sent me a credential form for WrestleMania.
Hmm.
That worked great for War Games.
Honestly, wouldn't you be probably better off getting your own ticket anyway? Wouldn't you be up in the box? Or do you want to be up in the box at this point in your life? I'd rather be up in the box, I think.
I'd rather be at ringside.
Rather be at ringside, yeah. But if you can't
actually,
do
like
that.
2 years ago, that John Cena, that was John Cena and Austin Theory. Like, I don't know what happened, but you know, they gave us our credentials or whatever. Actually, got credentialed that year, and Denise was like, "Hey, let's go down to ringside." I was like, "Okay." And so, like, we walked down to ringside. They didn't stop us. And we sat in the second row for the entire show, both nights. Nobody said a word. And it was awesome.
Look at you riding with Denise. Is that the key to getting
around?
Excuse
me. I am a big star, if you don't mind. This person wants to know if Tony's going to do a press conference after Grand Slam. If I know Tony, he ain't flying all the way there to not do a press conference.
I was going to say to not Tony Khan not talking after a wrestling show. Are you kidding me?
Yes. Then we've got Mike.
Why would you not want him to?
I got a question for you, so quit interrupting. You'll like this one.
Oh, God. What do you got?
Mike.
Yes.
Anywhere I can listen to Wrestling News Daily?
Obviously. The Wrestling News. That's what you should be doing.
He's asking where can he listen to it?
It's available via podcast, wherever you're downloading Downcast, wherever you're getting your podcast from. You can get it through Apple as well, too. It's available there. I believe it's available through Spotify. Certainly, if you're listening to this show through one of the apps, iHeart or any of that sort of stuff, TuneIn, it's available there as well, too, or on social media, on X and Facebook at Wrestling News AV. So there you go.
All right. Well, let's see what else we got here. Why don't these work?
Because it's Wednesday.
I don't even understand half of these. Come on, people.
What is this, multiplication? Get out of here.
Someone just sent me a text that said, Mike Jones. What is that?
Who is Mike Jones?
I mean, what are we doing here? All right, well, let's go over the lineups, then we'll talk about NXT after the break. So tonight we have got AEW Dynamite, and the show was taped. As I noted in the opening segment, they went long, so they're going to have to do a lot of cutting. Otherwise, I'm going to sit through an 18-minute overrun, which I'm not excited about. We got the Death Riders versus the Undisputed Kingdom for the AEW Trios titles. We got the Guns versus the Hurt Syndicate for the tag team titles. Dustin Rhodes faces MJF. We got a Max Caster Open Challenge. No spoilers, but I think everyone figured that out pretty quickly. Hook, Shibata, and Samoa Joe versus Aaron Solo, John Cruz, and Rosario Grillo.
Wait a second. Rosario Grillo sounds like, you know, an advertisement that you'll hear during the commercial break of this show, like pumping out, like, I don't know, you know, frozen Italian meatballs or trying to get you to invest in some, like, pyramid scheme.
And we've got Penelope Ford versus Chris Statlander. Megan Bain versus Maya World. Is that a real name?
That's a real name.
Maya World?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that Jeff Jarrett's theme?
That's my world.
And we'll hear from Cope, it says.
But I hope she does.
We'll hear from Cope. It's always a good day when you get to hear from Cope. That's coming up tonight.
Now I want a Maya World theme that is Maya World sung like the My World theme. Now
yeah, that's what I was just getting at, dude.
I know.
I have to explain the jokes. And then this weekend, we got to the Australia show with Omega and Ospreay versus Takeshi and Fletcher. Okada versus Buddy Matthews for the Continental title. Mariah May and Toni Storm for the women's title. Has Lenny said that Mariah's winning yet? I'm waiting for that one. Jay White and Cope versus John Moxley and Claudio Castagnoli in a Brisbane brawl. And Jericho and Big Bill and Brian Keith in action. Back in a moment, Observer Live. Hot, they all know me. Back then they didn't want me. Now hot, they all know me. Before I came up in the game, nobody showed me love. They see me in the club and used to treat me like a scrub. They wouldn't holler cause my dollars wasn't swollen up. I bet they changed their mind when them 84s come rolling up. They see that I'm a star, now they wanna.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, we're back here on the show. It's time to talk about NXT. Oh, man. Thank God I got a Brian and Vinny show to really give this my all. So anyway, I don't like to be that guy, but like, what is up with Cora Jade?
What do you mean? This
Bayley-Cora Jade match opened the show, and it was not good. And we're talking Bayley was in the ring. Like, Cora Jade, I gave her, like, the benefit of the doubt because she came back from injury. And it's like, you know, she's just coming back, and, you know, she'll kind of, no. She is not good in the ring. Her promos are, like, hilariously bad. And then, like, she got a win thanks to a distraction from Roxanne, which actually, if you watch the show, wasn't a distraction, which made the whole thing even more stupid. So Cora wins, and then Ava comes out, and she adds Cora to the title match at the PLE this weekend. So for those of you that don't recall, the main event, presumably, and I was like, this match should go on last, because it'll be better than the Obafemi match. The match scheduled to go on last was Roxanne, Julia, and Bayley. Okay? Roxanne Perez, Julia, and Bayley. That match sounds great. Well, now it is a four-way. It is Roxanne, Julia, Bayley, and Cora Jade now in the match. And so, Not a fan.
Well,
that decision, this match, it was not good.
Think they want Cora Jade to be that person, because I don't think Julia's going to last forever. Roxanne has got to be coming up around WrestleMania time. I mean, think they want Cora Jade to really be, look, her and Kalani Jordan maybe, because Fallon Henley isn't going to last too long there. So I guess you better see if she can carry the ball now as opposed to moving forward when, you know, you really need her to.
Then we had a segment with Obafemi, Grayson, and Theory. And for those of you that were like, you know, they're just a dysfunctional team, they're not on the way to, this entire segment was about them, are they going to break up or not? And finally, they double-teamed Oba, hit him with their finishers, but they still both want the title. And, Dude, I love Obafemi, dude. This when this was over, I cannot say I'm hyped for this match. And now we have a four-way and a three-way for titles this weekend.
Hats on hats. No fun.
Then we had Dr. David Cohen doing a segment on Javon.
This is for you.
Bro, you guys don't want to talk about scripted promos? I've never seen a more scripted promo. So this doctor says, following reconstructive surgery, okay? The story is that Javon Evans required reconstructive surgery on his jaw, all right? You know how long it takes to recover from reconstructive jaw surgery?
How long?
Anywhere from 6 months to a year, okay? This doctor says, following reconstructive surgery, and a few weeks break, he says, Javon's jaw is healing on schedule. We then, quote, worked to expedite the process. What? And now he is cleared to compete. Okay.
His jaw is bionic.
Now he says, if something goes wrong, he could suffer a, and I quote, a career-ending jaw injury.
Should have said catastrophic.
I look back at the history of wrestling and all of the men and women who have retired from this business over the last 140 years due to a career-ending jaw injury, and I was very concerned for Javon. And Javon then meets with Ava and says, I'm cleared. She goes, yeah, but I'm worried. He goes, that's not the deal was, if I'm cleared, I get to wrestle. So she gives him a contract. It's a hold harmless. She goes, think about it. And sign it. He just signs it. I thought about it, he said, and away we go. I like this story, but it is ridiculous. It is preposterous, this story. Then, you know, people will talk about, like, a Will Ospreay match or a Kenny Omega match, and they'll say it's just like all moves and boom, 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 whatever, and like they don't know how to work, and it's just all high spots and gymnastics.
Yes.
Okay, these people don't actually watch these guys wrestle. It's just like a talking point. If you want to see a match like that, Hank and Tank versus Inamura and Briggs versus Tavion Heights and Miles Bourne.
This was NXT's version of the party match.
This was like a 7-minute sprint with, I'm talking, it. You know, they say music between the notes. This was one long tone. I just quit. I was trying to recap it, and it was like, I just quit. It was impossible. And in the end,
the Wesley Willis trio.
Briggs and Inamura won. They will be getting a tag title match. In the dumbest long-term storyline in the history of NXT, Lexus King defended the Heritage Cup against JDC. I will not go over how stupid this whole storyline is on this show. I will save it for the Brian and Vinny show. But long story short, Lexus pinned him in this one-fall match after Lexus threw out all of the rules. And so now it's just another title in NXT defended in normal matches.
Sure.
Ava had a meeting with Bailey and Roxanne. They were rightfully upset that Cora was being added to the match. They got in an argument. And I will say this, because I know some of you think that like I'm whatever. I am not whatever. I am fair. I ask you, actually, I beg you, please go back and watch this NXT segment, okay? Because it's a two-part segment. There's a part with Bailey, Roxanne, and Ava, my beloved Ava. And there's a part two where Cora shows up, okay? I swear to God, the segment with Ava, Bailey, and Roxanne, I loved it. It was, and it's only like, you know, 30 seconds, maybe a minute. But, you know, Ava's talking to Bailey, and Roxanne comes in and she's doing her absolutely nutty character. And, you know, there's the whole.
Which, by the way, she is dressed as Bailey Classic, yes, for those who didn't see it.
Yes. But like the three of them, this was a legitimately funny segment. I'm not even sure how much of it they tried to make funny, but like, Ava had the best understated comedy in this segment. And the other two, I mean, this was like legitimately one of the best things on this entire show, this 30-second segment with Bailey, Roxanne, and Ava, especially if you're like a long-term viewer because, you know, you can, anyway. Then Cora shows up. And it went from the best to the worst. Cora shows up and says, I'm sorry, what was that? Roxanne says there's going to be a new champion Saturday. Cora says, yeah, you're right. And it's going to be me. I mean, you said it yourself. It's finally my turn to win a championship. And I'll make sure they're right there to see it. And she walked away. She doesn't really talk like this, right? Like as a human being. What's her real name? What is Cora Jade's real name?
I don't know, but I mean, you've heard like young girls speak, I would assume.
Bro,
like
Brianna Coda, that's her name. She doesn't actually talk like this, right? Can someone find me a Cora Jade interview out of character so I can listen and find out if she actually talks like this? If she does, I will have like a little bit of okay, fine, you know, that's how she talks. I can't believe any human talks like this. What you have to do is you have to take, like, you have to script out three sentences and then randomly insert periods in the sentence and then read it like that out loud. Nobody does this.
Are you blaming her for that too much, though? I mean,
that's why I said, can someone provide me with an interview? Nobody else talks like that.
But maybe that's what she's memorized her lines to the point where that's how she's reading them with the period at the end of it with whatever they handed her. Maybe, I don't know.
Mike, here is the line, okay, as it should be read. I mean, you said it yourself. It's finally my turn to win a championship. Okay, that's the line. I'll read it again. I mean, you said it yourself. It's finally my turn to win a championship. Okay, she said it like this. I mean, you said it yourself. It's finally my turn to win a championship. What?
I don't know.
What are these periods doing in there?
It sounds like a girl in high school or something like that. I don't know.
Bro, have you watched this show? There's 40 women on the roster, most of which are also young, around the age of 24. Nobody else talks like this. It's distracting. It's like, what? What are you trying to say? God!
Bolton Oleg, damn it.
Yeah, and then, oh, you want to talk about Bolton Oleg? All right, we'll take a break for this. Walker Stewart chimed in. Okay? I love Walker Stewart. But this is his answer. Okay?
Yes.
His legal name is Oleg Bolton, but because Japanese reverses the order of your given name and family names, he has adopted Bolton Oleg since he began his studies in Japan. Does that answer the question?
I don't know. We'll have to ask Dave tonight after he wraps up talking about the Netflix.
I think that means it's Bolton Oleg. Like, it's Bolton Oleg, right?
Look, you've seen the guy. If he says he's Bolton Oleg, he's Bolton Oleg. And again, it's nothing to say.
I want Dave to meet Bolton Oleg in some show in San Jose and tell him he's saying his name backwards.
Yeah.
See how that goes for him.
Yeah. We think of that.
All right. Anyway.
Yes.
Then we had some other stuff. Zari Nikita Lyons, which actually, I got to tell you, you know, I don't know if Nikita Lyons is going to make it because she's coming back from back-to-back ACL tears, and I don't know, man, but she works hard, and this match only went maybe like 4 minutes, but like, this was a good match, and Zarya beat her clean with the F5. I liked it.
Is Big Cat Kita a manager in the future? Just as a personality, can you see her lasting at that?
Then we had Ricky Starks, I think, debuting. This guy comes through the crowd, and the announcer's like, "My God, look who's here!" And the fans start chanting Ricky Starks. But at no point, including during the replay of this moment, did the announcers ever say the name Ricky Starks. They just said, "Look who it is. We know who that is." And like, they never said his name. So I presume he's going to get a new name.
Was like Booty Boudreaux on that list that we went
Well,
through?
We had that big list of names, so we'll see which one he gets. And then, like, the main event is Tony D and Ridge Holland for the North American title. I thought they were finally going to pull the trigger on Ridge, but they didn't. Tony D won.
Thank God.
And let me tell you something. Because of this week, I don't know if this bodes well for Ridge Holland.
Mm-mm.
But the finish was... well, he won, and then Izzy Dame gets in the ring, and she turns on Tony D. And so we have a new faction. It is Sean Spears, the Virgin, and the Driver, and Liz and Izzy Dame. I'll talk more after the break. Observer Live.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Hey, we'll talk more about NXT tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Brian Vinny show.
God, get all this out of your system before later on today.
Well, yes, we got a big show coming up later on today, everybody. It is After Dark Radio, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern. Robin Warder of the Trail Went Cold podcast. We're going to be talking true crime. The show is free. However you're listening to this right now, you can check it out on Sports Byline at USA. Tune in radio if you don't have an affiliate. YouTube, Twitch, and of course the podcast will be up afterwards for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or YouTube. And if you are a subscriber, you get the bonus 30 minutes. And as I noted, if you have a true crime case that you want to ask about, send it to me, Brian, at AfterDarkRadioShow.com, and I will ask some of those, I'll ask about some of those today on the show. So that's 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern. It's going to be a fun time. And we'll be back later tonight, Wrestling Observer Radio with Dave Meltzer. Tomorrow, I will be unavailable. I am volunteering at Paisley School.
What?
So, Mike, you got dynamite, brother.
I mean, are you trying to get out of this?
Filthy's around, and you know what I'm saying? But I will be back for Fun Friday, I think. Pretty sure. Anyway, we got to wrap it up. That's it, everybody. Thanks, Mike, as always, callers and listeners, everybody in the studio. See you at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern for After Dark today. Mark your calendars. Set that reminder on your phone or whatever. And we'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.